Another terrorism trial in California, Umer Hayat is accused of lying to the FBI about his son's involvement with an al-Qaeda training camp. The son, Hamid's trial, has been ongoing for 2 weeks. The prosecution's case hinges on conversations taped by an undercover FBI informant. From member station KQED, Jason Margolis reports.
Lodi is a small agricultural town in the heart of California's Central Valley. They grow grapes and walnuts. The most attention Lodi ever received before was when Creedence Clearwater Revival sung about being stuck here in 1969.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The town's small mosque doesn't look like a center of jihadist activism. It's a large converted ranch home where about three dozen mostly elderly men convene for afternoon prayers. They are friendly, hospitable. But when asked about the trial of two mosque members on terrorism charges, they politely refused to discuss the matter.
And not to be honest, I don't feel comfortable, you know, no more question and answer.
Shortly after 9/11, the FBI began keeping tabs on this mosque and the community of about 3,000 Pakistani-American Muslims. The FBI paid a young Pakistani immigrant $250,000 to move to Lodi and snoop around. His efforts resulted in the arrest of an ice cream truck driver, Umer Hayat, and his son, Hamid. Two imams were also swept up in the investigation. They agreed to be deported on immigration violations. Community spokesman Taj Khan.
I don't know why they targeted Muslims in Lodi. Well, it is quite upsetting. We are a peace-loving community living in Lodi for the last probably 60, 70, 80 years.
For the past 2 weeks, the FBI informant Nasim Khan has been on the witness stand in the Sacramento courtroom. In taped conversations with then 21-year-old Hamid Hayat, the informant repeatedly brings up the need to wage holy war against the United States. Hayat consistently agrees with him and later told the FBI he attended an al-Qaeda training camp in Pakistan. Defense attorneys say the FBI and the informant badgered an impressionable and naive young man to simply go along. Taj Khan says people around here feel it was entrapment.
Hamid Hayat is a sixth grade dropout, so I think he probably was looking up to Nasim Khan as a leader, as a protector, as somebody, as a father figure. He was leading him on, he was urging him, he was asking him to do things.
Some American Muslim leaders say this is like going fishing, hoping just to catch something. Bassem Alkara is the director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations for the Sacramento Valley. He claims the FBI is approaching Muslim immigrants throughout the state, offering a fast track to citizenship to anyone willing to act as an informant.
We always tell law enforcement, if you have evidence that someone is going to commit a terrorist act or if someone is suspicious, I mean, go after them by all means, and the Muslim community will support you. But just don't go after a community without having any evidence.
The FBI won't comment on the case or the practice of using paid informants. But Brian Jenkins, a terrorism expert and senior advisor to the RAND Corporation, says informants have long been used to successfully thwart potential terrorist threats. And after 9/11, he adds, the FBI has been more proactive in its intelligence gathering and more selective in its targets.
You cannot take a random approach in intelligence. We simply cannot say, well, we're going to investigate every seventh person. That would be absurd. So, in fact, the intelligence operations have to be targeted. And right now, the reality is we are dealing with jihadists.
But Jenkins says moving in on a target at the discussion stage makes prosecution more difficult.
And the prosecution is always vulnerable to the charge that, well, all they were doing is talking. They really weren't going to do anything. Or worse, that the informant himself was an agent provocateur.
If Hamid Hayat is convicted of lying to the FBI and supporting terrorists, he faces up to 39 years in prison. His father, Umer, who lied to the FBI about his son's activities, could serve 16 years. The trial is expected to last 7 more weeks. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis in Sacramento.